Thursday morning at Five Points MARTA station in downtown Atlanta, MARTA bus driver Rufus Silas handed out flyers and asked for signatures of support.
All your tax dollars that you don't spend over the years to build this country, they're going to give it to their good old boyfriend. They don't care nothing about you and that.
He stands to lose health and pension benefits if the bill passes. However, with riders, Silas focused mostly on the impact of privatization of key functions, like paratransit service and payroll. The bill's supporters say it'll make the agency more efficient and save tens of millions of dollars. But Silas believes it'll have the opposite effect.
First thing going to happen is the price is going to go up and the service is going to go down. So we're just trying to educate the community on what's going on.
That resonated with riders like Gloria Thompson.
I just don't want to see MARTA go up with the prices anymore.
But for others, the potential impact of privatization either went over their head or was flat out ignored. In one exchange, rider Robin Martin vented to union member David Ward.
Why aren't you running more trains more frequently so people aren't packed like sardines? When I see something like that, what I think is they don't give a damn and they don't care.
But Ward insisted their hands were tied by state lawmakers. He said the state contributed no funding to the system while imposing onerous spending requirements.
Drivers do not control the schedule, but what we're going to do is we're going to take this service back over, starting with this.
Ashley Robbins of Georgians for Better Transit said it's a tough sell because MARTA riders have been mistreated so long.
They seem so disenfranchised, but that's what we're out here trying to do, is to help them take back awareness of the system and how these things affect them.
The MARTA restructuring bill has cleared the House and is currently in committee in the Senate. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.